This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, coming in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Yourself Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed it is. We're trying to get a hold of Mr. Brodo right now. This book, by the way, that we're going to be discussing, this is called In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. And you can find this at Amazon.com. And hopefully we'll get him in just a second, Ed Brodo. In the meantime, Bill at lockandloadradio.com. Everybody, let me know how you felt about my guys Paul and Rob coming in last night, because I might let them do that again another time. I thought they did fairly well. But that's not important. What's important is how you guys feel about it. No answer. gosh, let me feed. Okay, let me feed another number to... Let's see, try this one here there, dude. Let's try that and this and let's try this. Did it say it was Ed? Try this one. Try that one. We'll see if we get Ed that way. Maybe I misread it. It's not like that's ever happened before. It's available on Amazon Prime. You can get a hold of it. It looks like a pretty good book. The problem that I have with today's thing, today's election process as we're going through it, is that everybody seemed to want an outsider, not a politician. And they got it. They got all kinds of outsider, busy trying again, good Lord. Got all kinds of people coming in. Hey, I'm going to send you a second number to try besides that one, because we're about to move on from this. If we can't get a hold of Ed, I would love to have Ed on, but if Ed isn't answering, we can't wait. Also try this one as well. This is the drama of live radio. This is what makes it what it is. This is what separates the men from the boys. As I get ready to plow ahead, now I'm going to be in a position where I'm going to be like, I'll be pleasantly surprised if this works out. That'll be sort of nice. Anyway. Because we did have some good developments. We got plenty to talk about. That's not going to be a big deal. But if we can get Ed now, we can talk about some other good stuff. Everybody seems to... The people that are making me scratch my head are the... Not the establishment Got him. Okay. Let's pretend like I get to do this all over again, and we're going to start this introduction one more time, if I may. There's a lot of people out there that are run-of-the-mill voters that are tired of all of the games, are tired of both ends of the political spectrum, seemingly not really that much difference. They're fed up with being lied to by politicians and media. And my guest has written this book, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. This is, and is it Ed Brodow or Ed Brodo?
It's Brodo.
Brodo. Good evening, Ed. How are you doing?
Just great. How are you?
How are you? How's this book being received? I mean, I would imagine in the ascendance of Trump, who I've backed, that this is probably one of those things where everybody's going, uh-huh, I feel this way. I mean, this is probably going good, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when I wrote this book, I didn't realize just exactly how on the money it was going to be. But everything that I've talked about in the book has come to pass with the election.
When did you write this?
I wrote it about 6 months ago.
Yeah, you seem quite like Nostradamus now, don't you?
Well, you remember the movie Network, when the guy said, I'm mad as hell.
Yes.
I don't want to take it anymore.
Yes.
That's the point I got to earlier in this year, and I just got fed up with being lied to by everybody. So I had to write this book.
Who all do you look at? You're looking at the media and politicians, right? You're looking at them sort of in cahoots together.
Yeah, they are.
The media is really bad, aren't they?
Well, the media has really disappointed me. I grew up in New York, and when I grew up, when you read the New York Times, you knew you were getting the news, period. Today, that's no longer the case. They take their opinion, and they put it on page one where it doesn't belong. So when you're reading a news story, you don't know whether you're really getting the news or you're getting their slant on the news.
Their editorial.
Yeah.
How many people in the media like your book?
Well, probably not too many.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I only found out about it today when I was talking to AJ. And I'm going to go hunting for this myself because there's three parts of this, and I would like for you to stay with me through this whole hour because I want to give this is going to be educational. So, because I believe everything leads to the same thing. If that's okay with you, you good for the hour?
I'm good until 5, yes.
Okay. So, I look at three things that are basically, I look at the media and polls, which are the media, as a propaganda arm, and I look at the politicians out there as just primarily really interested in keeping their jobs. Is that the way your take is on
it? That is exactly how I look at it. I look at it this way. There is a special class of people that are called politicians. They are in it for the money and the self-aggrandizement, and they could care less about the people that they represent. So there is a disconnect between the people who are we elect to represent us and the public. There's a disconnect. The media, apparently, instead of being what it used to be, which was the watchdog, the media is now allied with the Democratic Party. And I kind of feel like I'm in a pre-1990 Soviet-style country, like Romania, where the press is owned by the state and everything is, everything is censored. That's how I feel.
We're coming up on the first break, so real quick, where can they find this book?
In Lies We Trust. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstores, anywhere that books are sold. Mainly Amazon, probably the best place to find it.
In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. We're doing the audio footnotes here tonight because I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but this is what's been rattling around in my head. My guest is Ed Brodo. We'll be right back. think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality. And the fact you can't break them with a ball peen hammer. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Those of you looking for something to read and maybe wanting to get a little incensed, as if I don't do it enough for you already, maybe you should look at In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public, as if, you know. Joining me now is author of this book, Ed Berto. Are you there, Ed?
I'm right here.
Okay, cool. Now let's take this by the numbers, shall we? Let's start with the lowest thing on the rungs, okay? Because we only see these occasionally, right? This only happens during the election cycles. Polls. What are your thoughts on polls that we keep doing?
I don't trust them. I never have trusted polls. It sort of offends me. The whole idea that you call up a bunch of people at random and on the basis of that you decide, you know, how everybody's going to vote. That bothers me. The concept bothers me. And it bothers me even further when I see how much the media is in the pocket of the Democratic Party. So I don't trust any of it. I really just don't trust any of it.
You know, on the heels of this second debate where Trump clubbed Clinton like a baby seal, which is my favorite phrase to say to anybody. All of a sudden, the next day, we have this poll. She's 11 points ahead. And then when we start breaking down and doing a deconstruction of this whole sordid story, we find out that the polling company got paid by the Clinton PAC. And yet, nobody said that when they were putting the poll out. They just said, well, Clinton has an 11-point lead. Trump has really stepped into this time.
Well, not only did they do that, but that poll was taken 3 days before the debate.
So it wasn't even valid. So, okay.
So it was baloney.
I don't know why I wouldn't be surprised at that. That's the same kind of nonsense we get when we get the 40% of new guns are sold without a background check. That kind of poll is how we got to that number too. With these polls, do you look at things like exit polls? I've always thought that exit polls are a propaganda tool to keep people from voting later on in the day. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I told you how I feel about polls in general.
Right.
So, the same thing would apply here. I just don't have confidence in it. They can be, they're like statistics. You know, you can twist them around and spin them any way you want.
I was talking with a guy that used to work in the Reagan administration today, and he was telling me that he liked polls if they're done correctly. And then I said, well, okay, how do you know when one is done correctly? I mean, it can't be because, well, I get the result that I want. I mean, that can't be the criteria for it. Have you thought about that? Are there any correct polls out there? Do you like a correct poll?
Well, I'm looking at the Rasmussen poll, which just said that Trump is ahead. I'm looking at the UPI. I think it's the UPI poll. There's one or two other polls, but you never hear about that in the media. They don't talk about those.
Right.
I found them by looking at the Internet, and I just happen to stumble upon these things.
Right.
I'm not hearing about it on CNN. I'm not reading about it in the newspaper. So what's going on, I'm wondering. You know, also the Los Angeles Times poll that came out that said that Trump was ahead. And when CNN reported on all the polls after the debate, they didn't mention that one. The LA Times, I think the USC poll, which said that Trump was ahead. Why didn't they tell us about that?
Well, because they don't.
It seems that all they're doing is using these polls to try to propagandize the public into thinking that Clinton is ahead and that Trump is not going to be able to win.
I have to agree with you on that one. I mean, Rasmussen sort of leans left, don't they?
I don't know.
I've always heard they do. But I don't know either. But since they're part of the media, I'm just going to, I have the luxury of saying I think they probably lean left. But let's move on, shall we? Because this one should, well, let's not, because I don't want to get you all rared back and everything. So with polls, if you had to give my listeners any sort of advice about polls when it comes, as we're getting close to voting, what do you think is going to happen as we get within, you know, days of this election? Do you think the polling?
Well, I mean, when you really think about it, what does it matter what the polls say? You have to make up your own mind. You have to make up your mind. Who do I want to vote for? Who do I think is going to do a better job for the country? You don't make up your mind because the poll says that one person is ahead or another person is ahead. If that's your criterion for deciding how to vote, then you don't know what you're doing. That's my view of it. So I think people have to be educated and understand the issues. And that's why I wrote this book. I tell the truth about the issues. But, you know, the other day I was talking to an old friend of mine, and she absolutely had no information about any of the issues. She doesn't understand what terrorism is about. She doesn't understand health care. She doesn't understand climate change. She doesn't understand the economy. And all she understood was, Trump is a sexual predator. That's all she knew. I mean, it was pathetic. I couldn't help it. Really pathetic.
We're coming up on the next break. In the next segment, I want to talk about the press. We probably talk about the press for two segments, or no, just one, just because they are. I mean, do you believe they're committing malfeasance, or is this just the way it's going to be from now on?
Yes, that's a good word, malfeasance. If you consider that the job of the press is to be a watchdog and to present the truth, then this is definitely malfeasance.
And it's sort of telling, isn't it? I mean, here lately, I don't know how many people actually watch mainstream media anymore. So I guess it's probably because a lot of people are beginning to understand how much they're being lied to. Probably because of stuff like
your... The wonderful phenomenon with Trump is that the more they came at him, the more people started to go over to his side. I think people are starting to realize that what you hear on CNN is a bunch of crap.
The book is called In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. Thumbing his nose at political correctness, negotiation expert and political commentator Ed Brodo exposes the outrageous lies that have been disseminated about the most important issues of our time. If you vote in national elections, the candor of In Lies We Trust will help you make decisions based on facts instead of misinformation. Folks, a informed electorate is a dangerous electorate when it comes to the status quo. My guest, Ed Brodo, he'll be right back with us. This is Lock and Load.
The most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference, indeed.
Joining me again from, he doesn't have to go back to Cali. He hangs out there on a regular basis. The author of In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public, Ed Brodo. Ed, let's talk a little bit about the media, shall we?
Shoot.
Let's start with climate change. How do you think there, I mean, to me, climate change is where we'll probably end up when the technology actually matures and is actually viable. But we're not there yet. And for some reason, they seem to want to really push that on us.
Well, I'll tell you something. When I started writing this book, I was like most people. I didn't know that much about climate change. I knew that Al Gore made a big deal out of it and so on. Then I started doing research. The more research I did, the more it became obvious to me that there is a preponderance of evidence that this is one of the biggest hoaxes that has ever been perpetrated on the American public. It's just incredible. The fact is that the climate on the planet is revolving. It's constantly in a state of flux. And you go from hot to cold to hot to cold. You have an ice age, and then it gets warm. They tried to tell us that since the Industrial Revolution, that man-made pollutants are causing the temperature to go up. Well, it turns out that 500 years ago, it was warmer than it is now, without the Industrial Revolution. So all of this is just a lot of nonsense. And the idea that 97% of scientists agree with global warming. That's what they tell us. Well, my research found out that, that's a totally false figure, that thousands, 31,000 scientists have signed a petition saying that it's a lot of funk. They don't agree with it. And yet the people who are putting it out there are still trying to tell us that, all these scientists agree when they don't. So it's all lies. And it's all based on an original study done by the UN that has been debunked. The science was lousy. They didn't do the right, they didn't do their work. And the whole thing is just a crack of, you know what? And the danger is that they want us to spend trillions, not billions, but trillions of dollars to correct this problem that doesn't exist. And if we do that, we'll destroy the U.S. economy. And that's what I think the UN wants. The UN has their agenda, their own agenda, that they want to redistribute the resources of the planet, which is a nice way of saying they want to take it away from us and give it to other people that haven't earned it. So that's what I think about climate change. I think it offends me terribly that they're still putting this out there.
Have you ever heard of the Chicago Climate Exchange? Did you ever hear about that little proposal?
Chicago Climate Exchange?
Yes, sir. That was something that was put forth by Obama and Valerie Jarrett when they were on the Joyce Foundation. And that was where the idea of climate credit or you had to buy the credit in order to pollute more. So
yeah,
once you
that's a political thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're using that as an excuse to bring more money into their coffers. So
yes.
They can, you know, do more things to screw up this country. But it's a hoax. It's a lie.
What about Islamic terrorism? How do you think the media treats that?
Well, it starts with the president. The president refuses to say Islamic terrorism. He says we're not at war with Islam. What he fails to understand is that Islam is at war with us. Whether you like it or not, that's the way it is. Since 9/11, we've had 28,000 terrorist events that have taken place in 15 years. 20, that's like more than five a day. And the president will not say that it is Islamic terrorism. So how do you combat a situation when you're not even allowed to? It would be like after December 7th, the attack on Pearl Harbor. It would be like the president saying, well, the Japanese really are not our enemy. They're decent people, and we don't have to worry about them. It's the same situation. And so we're being misled. We're not doing what we need to do to protect ourselves. The only one who seems to have any concept of what this is Donald Trump, who says we've got to stop bringing in people from that part of the world until we can figure out how to vet them.
Well, I mean, that in a lot of cases, that would mean they would just stop coming altogether, because you can't call Syria and say, hey, is this guy a pretty good guy? Because there's nobody answering the phone in Syria.
Well, that's part of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
And all you have to do is look at what's happening in Europe right now. Europe is, and I love to travel to Europe. I've been traveling to Europe for many years. I go two, three times a year. I just adore Europe, and it kills me because it's being destroyed right now by the millions of people that they brought in. Germany being a prime example, where Angela Merkel has brought in over a million of these so-called refugees, mostly young men of fighting age, you know. And you look at what they've done to Germany. Germany is an armed cap right now. It's an absolute disaster.
So we
need to look at what they've gone through and learn from that example.
I was stationed in Germany for 3 years. I had this notion that I wanted to go back because I loved it there. When I was stationed there in the 80s before this was a really prevalent problem. And I don't know that I'll ever go back until they straighten this stuff out. And you're absolutely right about that. We got about
I go to Paris at least once a year.
Yeah.
I've been going there for like 30 years. And what I'm seeing happening, year after year, it gets worse. Same thing in Amsterdam. I've been going to Amsterdam for even longer than that. And Amsterdam, the Dutch cities are being turned into ghettos. Amsterdam, Utrecht, Rotterdam, there are sections of the city that you can't even go into because they're controlled by these Muslim gangs. This formerly beautiful little country, the Netherlands, has been turned into a war zone.
What about Sweden? How many
no-go's even worse?
Yeah.
It's estimated that 1 in 4 Swedish women will be raped in the next couple of years by these so-called refugees that have come in. The Swedes are terrified. The Swedish government is complicit in this. They seem to have this kind of guilt. The Europeans have this kind of guilt attitude, like because of what happened in World War II and World War I, that they need to bring in all these people, and it's just crazy. It's totally crazy. It's madness.
It is madness.
You know, when we look back on this period of time, people will say this was just madness.
Yep. Coming up next in the next segment, we're going to go. We talked about the polls. We've talked about the media, and we could spend hours on this stuff. But coming up next, Ed and I, we're going to talk about the politicians. We're going to talk about the guys that we put into office. We're going to talk about the guys that are supposed to be our constituents voting for us, and what they don't do. Ed, how can they find this book?
The book, the best place to go is Amazon. Just look up "And Lies We Trust" under books, and there it is. And it's only $12.
Yes, and it's on Prime, too. So, and it's also it's available for the Kindle app. So $8 on the Kindle app, paperback, $12.32, and Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. The name of the book is In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. The author is Ed Brodo, and he joins us one more time. Ed, do you have any other books besides this one, just out of curiosity? Ed? Ed?
Yeah.
Do you have any other books besides In Lies We Trust?
Yeah, this is number six.
Well, if there's a website or something, we need to give that out. But we'll,
the website is brodo.com, my last name.
B-R-O-D-O-W.
Okay. B-R-O-D-O-W.com.
Very good. I'll put that in the show notes when we put the show, put out the podcast on the show as well. Politicians. Now, everybody has always, you know, with the Tea Party ascendancy, a lot of the politicians that are in the establishment today came in as outsiders, sort of like Trump, Sanders, Fiorina, Ben Carson. Now that they've actually got one that's about to really get a big office, they're not really that interested in it, are they?
They being?
The establishment.
No, the establishment is terrified. Are you kidding? That's why you have all these Republicans that are criticizing Trump and going over to... They're afraid that they're going to lose their little game that they're playing. You know, they're pulling the wool over our eyes. It just amazes me that somebody goes into politics and 25 years later they retire and are a multimillionaire. How is that possible? How can they do that without being crooked? The answer is you can't. So they've got their little game going, and along comes this guy, Donald Trump, who is an outsider, and he's going to blow the lid on the whole thing. So they want to do anything they can to get rid of him.
Do you now? Is it like I'm thinking that people like Karl Rove become a less of a player after he gets in the office? If, let's say he gets 8 years. I mean, the Karl Roves of the world will be done, won't they?
Yeah, that they're all terrified. all the lobbyists and all these hanger-oners and bottom feeders. It's amazing how many people make their living off of politics and off of politicians.
Well, I mean, isn't it? Are we just going to presume that Trump would still continue the imperial presidency? I mean, I would be sort of tempted to do it. One of the things I looked at when the Republicans took over the Senate was, were they going to go back to being gentlemen and unwrite Harry Reid's new totalitarian rules that he put in place, which thankfully they haven't done that yet. But I mean, should we expect or look for Trump, if he is president, to try to single-handedly reverse some of this Obama nonsense?
Yes, we should. And he's pretty much made that clear that that's why he's running for president. He's not running for president because he needs the money. You have to ask yourself, why does a guy who has everything that he has want to see his life, go into turmoil over this? He has a real desire to fix things, to try to straighten out what's been screwed up over the last 8 years. So I have a lot of confidence in him that he will do a lot to turn things around and make this a more responsive government.
I'm sort of looking at him as a hybrid, though. I don't consider him to be a Republican. I don't consider him to be a Democrat. I just consider him to be a problem solver. Because
yes.
In business, that's what he has to do.
That's exactly right. You're absolutely right. I mean, personally, I could care less, Democrat, Republican. This is a guy that knows how to get things done. He's a guy who knows how to delegate. He knows how to lead. When you look at somebody like Reagan, Reagan was not the smartest guy ever to be president. He didn't know as much as a lot of people knew, but he knew how to delegate to the right people, and he knew how to set the tone. And that's what I think Trump will do. He says, I want to make America great again. I want to be business friendly. Capitalism is good. The U.S. is a great country. We haven't been hearing any of that stuff lately. He's going to set the tone, and then he'll appoint people who know what they're doing, and the problems will get solved that have never been solved before. That's my hope.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of hoping that he would surround himself with some people that know what they're doing a lot better. And I'm looking to see. The one thing I haven't seen, Ed, and I'm sort of wondering about this, with I believe that he has a better than even chance of winning. And I don't see any of these Republican politicians coming out and doing what they do best, which is let's make a deal. I don't see them getting out there and saying, all right, we're going to support you, but we'd like to do this in exchange. I don't see that kind of deal making going on.
They're terrified of him. This is terror. You know, their lives are, their very lives are being threatened. You got to understand, that's, what I said earlier about how we have a class of politicians. Or maybe I didn't say it. Well, if I didn't say it, I'll say it now. We have a class of politicians that are running the country doing, their own thing. And that whole system is at stake. So it's vote. If you want to keep it the way it is, you want to keep your little empires and keep making money off the public, vote for Hillary. They're not going to vote for a guy who wants to make it all disappear. But there is such an outcry among the public, people like me who say we're sick and tired of it, we're not going to take it anymore, and I think he's going to get elected based on that surge of people who are fed up.
Well, I think like in the Northeast where you got all these union members that have watched so much work go away because of the EPA, I think a lot of those Democrats are going to vote for him. And I don't think Clinton has nearly the black American vote that she thinks she has, and I mean, I don't understand how they even say she's ahead of anything, because you go see one of her events and, hey, pick your seat, because it's not even 10% filled. You go to a Trump event, it's just filled to over capacity. So
yeah, what does that tell you?
That he has a big enthusiasm.
You bet.
Enthusiasm behind him.
And I really believe there are a lot of people who just don't want to say that I'm voting for Trump. They just don't want to say it, but they're going to vote for Trump.
I don't mind saying it. I don't. I'm so tired of politicians. I live in South Carolina, where the Republican politicians are idiotic. They're liberal as the day is long. South Carolina politics makes Chicago look like romper room. It's really bad here. So I'm ready for some. I mean, you can tell by the topic and listening to some of the ads that I normally go the Second Amendment way, and that's because I think everything ends up the same way. Before we run out of time, I'll be putting the website where you can find all of Ed's books in the show notes on the podcast. So go get hour number two tonight. Anybody wanting to, you know, get involved and look for his books, I'm going to Barnes and Noble tomorrow to look for In Lies We Trust, because that looks like that'd be a very entertaining read. Every time you spout off, I just get a kick out of it.
I'd like to say one more thing before we end this interview.
Yes.
I think that the most dangerous thing we're facing right now is the attempt by the Democratic Party to destroy the freedom of speech. There are attempts right now, and it's not being reported. They are trying to make it illegal to say anything that is critical of Muslims. They want to make it illegal to deny climate change. They want to make it illegal to do a whole bunch of different things. And if they get away with that, they're going to be able to make it illegal to say anything. So the whole First Amendment is being jeopardized. And for that reason, and that reason alone, I'm just praying that Donald will win this election.
Oh, don't you don't think that Clinton would try to push the fairness doctrine again if she got up there? So, I mean, you know where that puts me, don't you? One more time before we get out of here on this hour, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. You can find that and other books by Ed Brodo at brodo.com, BRODOW.com. You can find
BRODOW.
Thank you so much. And you can find In Lies We Trust at Amazon. It's on their Prime list. You can find it at Barnes & Noble. I'm going to Barnes & Noble. Ed, I just reached out to AJ looking for somebody, and let me tell you, you brought it. Brother, thank you for showing up on such short notice.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll do it again. After I read this book, I may have to have you back. Thank you, sir. We're about to roll into hour number two. In Lies We Trust. Go check it out. I'm going to be getting that this maybe tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Trials. These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for an edge.
Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.